A brand new drama starring James Norton on ITV.
There's no easy way of saying this. You left the hospital with another couple's son, and they left with yours.
They've always wanted both boys.
How can they be allowed to do that?
Maddie, I don't know!
They've been lying to us from the beginning.
They are twisting everything.
Theo!
What if your child was their child? Playing Nice, Sunday 9 p.m. on ITV1 and ITVX.
Good evening, wrestling fans. Welcome to another edition of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight right here on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD. I'm your host, John Arezzi, joined here by Vincent Russo. Vincent, I never asked you, what's your middle name?
James.
Okay, so it's not like Vincent K?
No,
like
it's not.
Like another Vincent we know in Connecticut?
Thank God it's not.
Well, welcome to another edition here of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Got a lot of exciting things to talk to you about tonight. We have a special guest, Jim Cornette. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. We got lots of news for you. But before we get into it all, I want to just let you know, last week we started about 15 minutes late, I would guess. Some weeks that's going to happen because of the games. Now, I got a number of calls this week. Why weren't you on the air last week? Well, we were on the air. We were just a little late. And for those of you out there listening to WEVD, hey, be patient. If we're not on exactly 10 o'clock, we're here and we're ready to go on. If we're going to be more than a few minutes late or 15 minutes late, we'll let you know. So you missed, those of you who did not hear the show last week, you missed a great show with Jesse Ventura. So just hang in there with us every week because we will be here. We will be here as long as you folks out there keep subscribing to the newsletter and help supporting the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. We'll be announcing in just a little bit. The Booster Club, we didn't even have a chance to talk about that last week. We got our first big Booster Club event coming up in just a couple of weeks. That'll be at the Press Box Sports Cafe in Bay Ridge, a live remote broadcast. And we'll have Jim Cornette in town with us. And we'll be debuting the premier Pro Wrestling Spotlight Enterprises video cassette, Jim Cornette, The Early Days. But issue number 6 in the newsletter also out this week, and it's been mailed out to everybody, I guess. Front cover featuring Ric Flair and Randy Savage as the WrestleMania main event. And Vince, things keep continuing with the newsletter as far as the response.
Yeah, we have great response to the newsletter. We get a bunch of subscribers every week, and we just want to keep it going. If you have any comments about the newsletter, just be sure to drop us a line because we want to make it as good as possible as we can for the readers out there.
And also, we just want to remind you that those of you who've been receiving the newsletter free, this issue being mailed out, issue number 6 will be the last one that you will get for free. So you have to start subscribing to continue receiving Pro Wrestling Spotlight weekly. Lots of things to cover here tonight. As I said, Jim Cornette coming up in just a few minutes. Don Liable with the news capsule and some big stories breaking in pro wrestling, including a title change in the World Wrestling Federation. And we'll let Don tell you all about that in just a minute. But first, we want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Sports fans, if you're looking for a great sports bar and restaurant, you can bring your family to Madden Sports Bar and Grill. That's the place for you. Madden's has a friendly bar plus a separate family dining area, complete with a 7-foot TV screen, so you can eat and watch the big game. There are 13 other TV screens located in the bar, so you won't miss the action. Nightly specials include Wednesday with 10-cent chicken wings all day and night, plus Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are ladies' nights. Ladies drink free from 9 to 11. Try your luck playing pool or the bowling and basketball games. Madden's will also be the site for future pro wrestling autograph parties. Those will take place on a Saturday or a Sunday during the day. Listen for details. Open every day 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. Take the Long Island Expressway to exit 63 North to Route 25. Make a right, go 5 miles to Madden's. Call 516-744-9116. Whether you want a night on the town or a weekend family outing, Madden's Sports Bar and Grill is the place for you. Madden's Sports Bar of Rocky Point. Visit it once and you're a fan for life. And also, we want to tell you about something, so get your pen and paper out right here. You know, pro wrestling is one of the toughest professions to break into. Most people don't even know where to go to begin a pro wrestling career. If you're serious about entering professional wrestling, either as a male or female pro wrestler, manager, or valet, Johnny Rods' unpredictable school of professional wrestling is for you. Johnny competed worldwide and was one of the best wrestlers for over 20 years in the WWF. Call Johnny Rods at 718-797-2872. 718-797-2872. Training sessions are held at the world-famous Gleason's Gym, 29 Front Street, right under the Brooklyn Bridge. Call today and you might be off to your start in the wrestling business. And we'll make an announcement every Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, beginning February 29th, and every last Saturday of each month, you'll see a free pro wrestling exhibition featuring the students of Johnny Rods' Unpredictable School of Wrestling. So don't forget to give him a call at 718-797-2872 for Johnny Rods' Unpredictable School of Pro Wrestling. And a new student sitting on my right.
Yes, I did go to Johnny's school this Saturday. I have a wrestler out there that I'm going to manage, and we'll be hearing about that more in the future.
Okay. What we're going to do right now is bring on Mr. Don Leibel, and I guess we'll have our news capsule for you. And do we have that news ticker in the back? We want to make it nice and professional here. Pro Wrestling Spotlight, just like 10-10 wins. Can I say that? 10-10 wins. I guess it's gone. Donnie, you just have to bear with us tonight, and I guess the ticker in your brain will suffice.
Lots happening, as you said, John, and thank you, and good evening, everyone. Leading off the capsule this week, the WWF takes the spotlight. Legion of Doom's Animal and Hawk were defeated by the team of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and IRS this past Friday evening in Denver, Colorado, for their World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. Hawk was pinned after being hit with a chair by Typhoon of the Natural Disasters, who were at ringside. Now, television cameras were taping this history-making event, and LOD are scheduled to challenge Jimmy Hart's Disasters on the WrestleMania card. Also taking place this week, more details have surfaced concerning the suspension of rocker Marty Jannetty from the World Wrestling Federation. On January 26th in Tampa, Florida, at approximately 2 a.m., reports indicate that Jannetty and a female companion from Florida allegedly attempted to purchase legal beverages at a liquor store. Now, Jannetty's companion, being underage and in possession of a fake ID, was arrested. Subsequently, a search of the car they had been traveling in revealed 1 gram of cocaine, of which Jannetty was allegedly in possession of. And the Wrestling Observer is reporting that the WWF SummerSlam show will be held on August 31st in the Cap Center in Landover, Maryland. Also in the Sunshine State this week, lawmakers voted down by a vote of 8-1, which took only 30 minutes to conclude there would be no mandatory regulated drug testing, including for steroids, in the state of Florida. Now, the committee decision handed down in Tallahassee this past week had very little lobbying done to see the proposed bill killed. Now, turning to World Championship Wrestling news, Missy Hyatt's contract has been renewed for an additional 2 years, and it's looking more and more as if Terry Gordy and Dr. Death Steve Williams will be at the upcoming Super Brawl 2 pay-per-view in Milwaukee. For Pro Wrestling Spotlight Productions, I'm Don Leibel reporting. Capsule time, 10:09.
Okay, Don, we certainly appreciate you coming on with us, as you usually do. How's the signal up there in Cooperstown this balmy night out there?
Well, it's coming in pretty good. Once in a while, there's a station, a 50,000-watter out of Toronto, that takes over for a few seconds at a time, but it's coming in pretty good.
Okay, well, keep listening. We got Jim Cornette coming up and lots of other things. Dave Meltzer coming on later in this program. Talk about some of the things that have been going on in the WWF. And as always, we appreciate you giving us the capsule.
Have a good show, John.
Thank you. And, of course, Legion of Doom losing the title. Can you believe it? Now, this is a prerequisite, I believe, to their possible bolt from the Federation, which we predict may happen in June. Legion of Doom losing the titles yesterday, and we'll be speculating on what will be happening in that tag team situation. For WrestleMania, I really feel that the new champs, IRS and DiBiase, will take on Sergeant Slaughter and Hacksaw Jim Duggan at WrestleMania, and Legion of Doom will get their revenge on the Natural Disasters. And we're waiting right now for Jimmy Cornette. And one thing we didn't have a chance to do last week, and as we're waiting for Jim, Vince, we're going to talk about the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club. We've been on the air here for, this is our sixth show, I believe?
Yes, sixth show.
And, you know, we pay for our time. We are advertiser supported here. And it is pretty expensive to be on the air, as we have paid for our time at every station we've been at. And we are asking the listeners of Pro Wrestling Spotlight to help us out by joining what we call the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club. The Booster Club members, we have several right now. We have close to 100 from our previous stations, and the Booster Club membership card gets you in free to different autograph sessions that we hold. For example, in a couple of weeks, Jim Cornette's coming out to the Press Box Cafe. By just showing your Booster Club card, you'll get an absolutely free and get your autograph. In our annual convention during the summer, this also gets you in free of charge. But we'll be doing a lot of other events since we are now in New York City and broadcasting to the masses. We will give you discounts on all bus trips coming up. And also, we plan to do at least one autograph session with a wrestler every month. So this is what it entails. Our Booster Club membership, we have a few different levels here. Our bronze membership, you will receive 10% discount on any Pro Wrestling Spotlight merchandise purchases. For example, I guess that would include subscriptions to the newsletter, videotapes. With your membership card, you get a 10% discount on anything you purchase through us and free admission to all Pro Wrestling Spotlight autograph and collectible shows. The price for a bronze membership is just $10 per year. If you'd like a silver membership to our Booster Club, it's $25 per year. You'll get your membership card, which will give you the discounts on Pro Wrestling Spotlight merchandise, free admission to the autograph shows, and you'll also receive a brand new, coming out in just a few weeks, Pro Wrestling Spotlight t-shirt, which is very nice. We're designing it right now, and you wanted to make a cartoon of me, I guess, on it, right? Do you have a t-shirt that's big enough for that?
I'll find extra, extra large out there someplace.
Beautiful. But that's $25 a year, and for a gold membership, $50 per year, you receive the membership card, the t-shirt, plus you receive a free video, wrestling video of your choice from our series that'll be coming out. And finally, the ultimate Booster Club membership is the Platinum membership. You receive 10% discount on all the merchandise, free admission to all Pro Wrestling Spotlight autograph and collectible shows, a free t-shirt, a free video of your choice, and a free one-year subscription to the newsletter. And that's $125 for the year. You know, we ask you to do this because we hope to be here for a long time. And I hate to sound like a minister preaching, but right now we do have about four sponsors. You know, we really need about 10 just to break even here, so we ask your support. And if you'd like more information on the Booster Club, call us tomorrow or anytime during the week at 516-698-0109. And later on, we'll give you an address. I think we got Jimmy Cornette. Is it busy? Huh? I can't. He's not picking up right now. Did you try both numbers? Okay, we'll just wait for Mr. Cornette. Why don't we just do this? Why don't we, should we go to the phones?
Yeah, go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones, take some calls as we're waiting for Mr. Cornette. And let's go to, also, one other thing before we start taking calls. After the show today, even though people have been receiving free copies of the newsletter, if you have not already enjoyed a copy of Pro Wrestling Spotlight Weekly, after the show today, we will be here taking your names and addresses for your free sample copy. Let's get on the phones first to Dave, Staten Island. You're the first caller tonight.
Okay, John. First of all, I'd like to start by saying, how's your father doing?
He's doing very well. I appreciate it.
Okay, can I ask you a question about The Undertaker?
Sure.
Last night, I think, in the Pro Wrestling Weekly, they said that they showed a footage that Jake the Snake Roberts hit Elizabeth with a chair, and The Undertaker comes out and saves her, because the Macho Man was unconscious. How come we didn't get to see the footage?
It did not air yet. It'll probably air on TV this coming weekend, okay? As you noticed last night on the special, the very last scene, I believe, was Elizabeth peeking out of a curtain.
No, that was Jake. I think that was
Jake. Okay.
Yeah.
What was I looking at then? you know, they will certainly air that. That is definitely happening. Undertaker is going to save her from Jake the Snake Roberts and turn his character.
One more question.
Yes.
Why did the Justice turn dead? I really liked him.
Well, you know, that's just a decision that was made by the front office in Titan Sports. And, you know, Sid, I think he'll still get his amount of cheers. I think he'll get more cheers than boos still. But that was just a decision on the promotion. Let's go to our next caller from Roslyn. We got Phil. Phil, you're next.
Hello, John. I have a few questions also. First of all, when are they going to say that Macho Man will fight Ric Flair?
I think that'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks.
And another thing is, IRS and the Million Dollar Man, how come they didn't, how come they all of a sudden became a tag team and, you know, they're going for the championship?
Okay, well, they formed a team to go after the Road Warriors, now called Legion of Doom. And I really feel, you know, I can't be 100% certain of it, but I feel that due to the fact that the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, might be leaving the Federation, that the WWF wanted to get the tag team titles on a on another team. Okay, thanks for your call. Chris from Breezy Point, you're next.
Hi, what is the WWF going to do about the tag team situation? I mean, they have hardly anybody there. I mean, besides...
Well, they certainly are lacking right now with a number of tag teams. However, you know, you got the new foundation that's forming a pretty good team, and other teams on the horizon. You know, who knows? That Slaughter and Duggan, I don't think they're going to go further with them. I don't think they'll get the titles. But WWF is lacking some teams right now.
Also, you see Vince McMahon last night? He had, like, kind of folds of fat around his neck. I wonder if the steroids
I really don't know what to say about that. But listen, we appreciate your call. Nick from Jersey City, you're next.
Hi. I want to know, did you see the Soul Taker on the WWF today?
Yes, I did.
Another thing, talking about...
He looked pretty big, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he looked pretty big. I never liked him anyway, thinking USWI. With the situation with the WWF and the tag team, what about Jim Cornette bringing possibly Sweet Stan and the new kid, Jim Collette?
Well, we're waiting for Mr. Cornette right now to get on the phone with us, and we will attempt to ask him that.
Okay.
All righty.
If you can ask him that, then that's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, the number to call here in New York City is area code 212-477-5610. And last night, of course, the WWF had their big special, and I don't know what you thought of it. I thought it was pretty much packing a lot into an hour of airtime. I think it could have been done a little bit better, but there was just too much wrestling in the hour. Not enough wrestling, but there were interviews, commercials, and four matches. Way too much stuff for 1 hour. Joe from Richmond Hill, you're next.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
A few questions. First of all, weren't the Legion of Doom supposed to fight the Beverly Brothers on the main event?
Yes, they were. Matter of fact, they taped that match in Texas at the TV tapings. I guess it was a last-minute switch. You know, just an office decision.
Okay, and that press conference that they had for the, you know, with Ric Flair and everything, the five challenges?
Yeah, they had all Titan Sports employees. Those were the press reporters.
Oh, because I really just want to know if that was, like, legitimate.
That was no way that was legitimate.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Jeff from Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Jeff, how are you?
Good. Hey, I want to make a comment and then I had a question for you. Did you guys notice last night on that main event show that when they were showing the replay at the end of the Royal Rumble, how Hogan was suddenly being cheered and Justice was being booed?
Yeah.
What a blatant case of overdub. I mean,
yes,
anybody who had seen the first event knew that didn't happen.
That was ridiculous. When I saw that footage last night, and especially the Royal Rumble footage, it really irritated me. But that's what they do to make Hulk Hogan appear to be the hero, especially during that Royal Rumble sequence when you heard chants of Hulk, you know, Hogan in the background. That certainly didn't happen live.
Yeah, I don't know where they got that stuff. Hey, my question for you is, obviously, Sting's going to take Luger because Luger's taken off. Who do you think Sting's first challenge is going to be for his title?
Rick Rude.
Rick Rude? Do you think he'll lose to Steamboat?
I don't think that Rude is going to lose the title to Steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that will happen, but I do see Rude taking on Sting as his first big challenger.
Well, they have a good feud going right now. I mean, it'd be too bad to see it sort of nipped in the bud with him going after Luger.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's going to be some other influx of talent in the WCW soon. We've heard rumors this week about Terry Gordy and Dr. Death Steve Williams coming in perhaps as early as the next pay-per-view. And they're actively looking for new talent there.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic to see those guys. They need to be in a big promotion, really.
How do you pick up the station up there, Jeff?
You know what? It's funny. It really isn't too bad. We have a very powerful station here that sometimes overcomes you. But if I turn my cordless phone on, it comes in perfectly clear.
I gotcha. Well, how far are you from Boston?
About 50 minutes.
Uh-huh. How did you hear about the program?
Just flipping through the stations one night. Just came in just right.
Wow. Okay.
I really enjoy listening to you guys. We don't have anything quite this good our way.
Well, we appreciate your support.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your call.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Greg from Staten Island is going to be next. Greg, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, John. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, John, I want to ask you, what happened to Kip Fry? Wasn't he supposed to be on this week?
Yeah, Kip was in California. We talked to his assistant this week. Kip was out in L.A. negotiating with Barry Bloom, Jesse the Body Ventura's agent, and he had to make a business stop over in Hawaii.
Oh.
So we're scheduled to talk to him this week to get a time where he will be appearing here at the program, and hopefully be next weekend.
Have you heard anything about the deal with Jesse?
No, they met Wednesday and Thursday. We're still waiting to hear what's going on.
Yeah, no, because I had heard it was just a one deal. And I got one last thing to ask you. What about, I heard Missy Hyatt got signed.
Yes, re-signed for 2 years.
2 years, right?
Yes.
What's the deal? Since her contract's up, I know the Steiner brothers are up pretty soon, and so is Pillman's.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about them?
No, I have not. But I think that they're actively going to re-sign these guys. I don't think they're going to want to lose any of them, especially talent like that. Too.
Yeah, well, if you remember last year, I know Hurd's out, but I mean, if you remember last year, the Steiners had quite a bit of trouble with the contract.
Yeah, they did.
So I just, you know, I said, man, if they could sign somebody like Missy Hyatt, who I really didn't think they were going to sign. I'm just saying, I put the money towards signing the Steiners
right.
Or Pillman, you know?
And Paulie's contract is up April 1st as well.
How's that going?
And I don't know. I just know his contract is up, and I think that they'll actively pursue re-signing Paulie as well because he's an integral part of the organization right now.
And, John, what's the deal with Marty Jannetty now? I heard about him with the cocaine and the girl.
Yeah.
Is the WWF sort of trying to pull a Tully Blanchard?
That's,
you know
what I
mean?
That's
like
what I initially, that's what I initially thought. The fact that he was arrested down in Florida,
right.
It wasn't due to him, failing a test,
oh.
Which we had initially had heard. We found out all the details regarding the arrest, and what they have done is suspended him indefinitely. I think he has just a few more months on his contract, and then they'll terminate him after that. Whether he goes to WCW now is just dependent on if they still want him.
It sort of sounds, if right or wrong, it sounds like the Tully Blanchard incident, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different, but it sort of sounds like he's blackballed.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And, you were talking about hearing about the show. I couldn't get you when you were at Long Island. I'm out here in Staten Island, but slap Dave Meltzer on the back for that one.
Uh-huh.
No, because I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he had it in the newsletter that you were moving your station into the city.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, that's how I've been telling all my friends about it, too.
Well, just keep talking to your friends, and we appreciate your support here.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Number to call here is 212-477-5610, and I can't understand. We spoke to Jim Cornette like 5 minutes before we went on the air here. Is there just a, maybe you're not dialing right? Do you have dialing one in the number, or... And there's just no answer down there. It's kind of weird. Well, we'll keep trying to get Mr. Cornette on. I don't know what happened. Yeah, Vince?
I was going to say maybe he had to have his tennis racket restrung or something last minute.
I don't know
about
that, but he was scheduled to join us here, and we spoke to him 5 minutes before we went on the air, so we're hopeful to continue and to try to get him on. Let's go back on the lines now. We'll go to someone from Rockaway Beach. Vinny, is that your name?
Jimmy
from Rockaway Beach. How you doing?
How you doing, John?
What can we do for you tonight?
My question is, I was a big fan of Dusty Rhodes when he was in Florida and everything, and I was just wondering, is there any plans for him to come back to wrestling in WCW?
Dusty, no.
No?
No.
What is his role in WCW? I see him off and on.
Okay, he's what they call a booker.
Right.
And the booker pretty much is involved with the creative... with the creative decisions as far as who's going to feud with who, et cetera, so who wins and loses most of the matches. So Dusty is one of the main guys there for that.
So he's behind the scenes mostly.
Yes.
He's giving his son a big play nowadays on the Ice Watch on WCW late night on channel 2.
I think Dustin is really coming to his own, and Dustin is deserving of the push he's gotten.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your call. We understand Jim Cornette is here.
John.
Jim, how are you?
I was sitting here anxiously awaiting your phone call with bated breath, and everybody was wondering what's the matter with my breath. Well, it was bated, and the phone rang times I'd pick it up, there was nobody there.
Really?
Your Maybe phone just... system is being probably butchered. Maybe Jim Hurd is now working for the phone company.
That could be it. He wanted to thwart your appearance here tonight.
Well, actually, I'm sure he was doing the best he could, but as we've seen in prior practice, the best that he can do never works anyway, so...
Well, he is now gone, Jim, and as you know, WCW, the rumors are rampant. The speculation is out there that with Mr. Hurd's departure, perhaps you will be... thinking, at least, of going back into the WCW.
Well, I tell you what, I hate not to give you the first quote, but I was on Wade Keller's radio show 2 weeks ago, and I said this, but since that's in Minneapolis and this is New York, at least nobody's heard it. Jim Hurd's departure from WCW, just because you removed the largest, ugliest, most cancerous growth from the head of the Elephant Man does not make him look like Tom Cruise. And I just, you know, people have been calling and people have been asking. I'm still not interested. I don't care about anything those people are doing, and I wish them all the luck in the world, because believe me, they're going to need it, but I'm not interested, and I'm not doing it.
Okay, so...
And I'm sure they'll live without me, but I'm living fine without them.
Well, the fans certainly wish that they could see you in a national promotion again, and I know at this time you're not interested in going to the WWF at all, either.
It's just, you know, the problem with a national promotion is that's exactly what it is, a national promotion. You got to travel back and forth across the country. The WWF is doing great guns these days, at least with some of the new people they've got involved, and Flair being the champion, and I'm even watching the television program, which I haven't watched WWF stuff in years, and I'm even interested now in watching it, but I'm happy around home here, and I'm happy with what I'm doing, and it's, you know, to me, it's still not wrestling, but it's coming a whole lot closer than what WCW is foisting off on people these days. So that's a reversal. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? But we got lots of things to talk about, including your appearance here in a couple of weeks at the Press Box Cafe and the new video that's coming out from Pro Wrestling Spotlight Enterprises on Jim Cornette, the early days. And Jim,
and I get free dinner also that night, right?
Yes, you certainly do.
Food's great there, I understand.
At the Press Box?
Yes.
Yeah, they import some great food there. Actually, they don't have their food license, I don't believe, but I think there's going to be a buffet there brought in for that particular evening.
Go.
Just let us know what your favorite foods are, and we will prepare them for you with our excellent chef.
You know, I knew you looked like Chef Paul Prudhomme.
That's it, Chef Boyardee. Here we go.
All right.
But if you could hang on there with us, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be talking to you in just a second. And speaking of the Press Box, have you noticed that every little local tavern is calling itself a sports bar today? Some places just turn on the game and bingo, they're a sports bar. The Press Box Cafe of Bay Ridge invites you to come to the real thing. Take a look around the Press Box. Hey, there's Tom Seaver's uniform on the wall. It's just one of hundreds of authentic sports memorabilia to get you in the mood for the game. Or for that matter, all the games, because the Press Box Cafe has 14 video monitors. You won't miss any of the action. Check out the celebrity bartenders. You might order a beer one night and find Pete Rose, Freeman McNeil, Joe Klecko, or even Hawk from the Legion of Doom serving you. To treat you with class, there's even valet parking on the weekends. Heard enough? Good. Well, come down to the Press Box Cafe. They're open 7 days a week. Take the Belt Parkway to Exit 2, the exit under the Verrazano Bridge. Look for the bright turquoise awning on 9022 4th Avenue, right in Bay Ridge, or give them a call at 718-921-7279. The Press Box Cafe is a sports junkie's dream. And also, I want to tell you about one of our new sponsors here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Get a pen and paper out, especially if you need some help with your taxes. Tax season is here again. Why not take a break from the forms, the charts, and the frustration by going to a professional, the accounting and law offices of David Jacobs. David Jacobs' CPA offers effective tax strategies designed to assist you. Whether you're a single mother, a homeowner, or head of a company, David Jacobs will guide you through tax preparation and planning, creative tax strategy, and will get you the lowest legal tax permissible by law. If you're in need of an attorney, David Jacobs handles a full range of legal work, from real estate closings, wills, and estates to all business and commercial transactions, including new business setups. Call David Jacobs today at 718-372-7333, 718-372-7333. And if you're a Pro Wrestling Spotlight listener, give David a call for a free consultation. Call 718-372-7333. Two convenient locations for professional service at reasonable rates, look no further than the accounting and law firm of David Jacobs. Okay, we're back with Jimmy Cornette. Jim, are you there?
John, what's that number one more time?
Okay, 718-372-7333.
Okay, I'm planning on being a single mother soon, and I wanted to get some advice.
I'm sure Mr. Jacobs will be more than happy to offer his expert service to you, Jim. We have lots of things going on here in New York, and I know you really don't like visiting here too often, but in a couple weeks, you're scheduled to come and join us at the Press Box Cafe in Brooklyn for what will be an exciting evening. We're going to debut the video that's out that'll be premiering that night, I guess we'll call it, the Jim Cornette, The Early Days.
Well, I tell you what, I don't mind coming to New York when I'm coming to see you, John, because you always take care of me. You don't leave me stuck without a ride in the middle of the Big Apple, like a worm standing there. You know, you always take care of me. And you know, I guess I am the biggest wrestling videotape fan in creation, which I know that covers a lot of ground. A lot of the people that listen to your show, a lot of the fans all across the country are into videotapes. And to give some people a background on the thing, John called me a while back and said, hey, you know, could we put together a tape of some of the early days of yourself and the Midnight Express? And, you know, I've saved everything from the word go on everything that we've ever done. And I sat down, and as a matter of fact, I gave John too much stuff. He wanted one tape, and we ended up with three. But there's so much stuff that nobody's seen and stuff that I had in my collection that had never been on television or you know, things of that nature. A lot of the Midnight Express and myself's antics and exploits since we came to WCW or the NWA back in 86 are fairly common. A lot of people have that stuff on tape, and so I decided to go back a little farther and go to the earliest stuff I could find on Dennis Condrey, Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, and myself to kind of give people a picture of what was going on in our careers before the Express got together, and then the first couple of years in Louisiana and in Dallas, Texas, where people haven't seen a lot of the stuff that we did there because we were still sort of to catch on nationally yet. So there's a lot of good stuff on these tapes. It's a three-volume set, I guess, or you can order them individually. John's going to give you all the information, but there's a lot of dynamite stuff on here that's really never before been seen, or if it has, it's been 10, 12 years or more since some of the stuff was seen.
Well, some exciting stuff. I really enjoyed, I guess, your first protege as a manager when you came out with and introduced Sherry Martel as someone you'd be handling.
Yeah, well, you know, the earliest tape that I did, it has some stuff from of Dennis Condrey earlier in his career back in 1975 and 76,
yeah.
Around the South, and a real early music video that was done on Dennis and his partner David Schultz. That was from back in 1980. There's also some stuff of Bobby Eaton from 1980 going up against Tommy Rich. Kind of a curiosity, Dennis Condrey back in 1980 brought to Atlanta his brand new tag team partner, and it turned out to be Stan Lane. And we have their introductory interview and match. We've got some footage of the original Midnight Express, Dennis Condrey, Randy Rose, and Norvell Austin. We have an early match from Memphis where Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane teamed up, but, of course, not as the Midnight Express. They were both members of Jimmy Hart's first family. We've got my first interview as a manager, which was on Memphis TV, and a lot of people think they have that, but they actually don't, because my very first interview was only seen on the Memphis version of the show. It did not make the round of the rest of the cities the show aired in, so if you were not in Memphis or knew somebody at that time that taped the show, then you don't have my first one. And also, me and Sherry, like I said, my first match in the Mid-South Coliseum, the introduction of the Fabulous Ones, who were the first rock and roll MTV-style tag team, and their first video, which also took place in Memphis. A lot of good stuff like that on everybody that's been in the various incarnations of the Midnight Express is on that early tape. A lot of the old fantastic Memphis brawls. My first TBS appearance, I stumped John with this one. I said, when was my first TBS appearance? And you and Donnie Leibel both said 1985. Well, it was 1983 because at the time I was part of a circuit in Chattanooga that we went down and did TV in Atlanta, and I managed the Angel and the Bounty Hunter. And Gordon Solie was, needless to say, thrilled with my presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, for example, a one-on-one interview with Jerry Lawler and Bobby Eaton from the Jerry Lawler Show in Memphis back in 83. It's the most words that you ever hear Bobby Eaton say at one sitting. And then that tape finishes up with the very first Midnight Express match which was in November 83 on Mid-South Wrestling Television, and our opponents were Rick Rude and Mike Jackson. So that's kind of a trivia note itself. Just a lot of good stuff on that, and that's just the first tape.
So there's three volumes of this particular tape, and we're going to be debuting it at the Press Box Cafe. And, of course, Jim, you'll be there signing autographs, and we'll bring the Polaroid camera out and have some fans take some photos with you.
Yeah, I've heard some of the things you do with those Polaroid cameras.
Yeah, especially at the last convention that we had. There were some interesting shots that came back from there.
And I tell you, I think a lot of people also are going to like the second volume, because the entire second tape consists of the Midnight Express's exploits in Mid-South Wrestling in 1984, including a pretty well-detailed chronicle of our feud with Cowboy Bill Watts when he came out of retirement. And it's I tell you what, I'm the biggest Bill Watts fan in the world. I think the guy's a genius, and he was also probably one of the best interviews and one of the most classic wrestling personalities of all time, and he really shined in some of this stuff. There's some raw footage that never made television of our matches in Houston, Texas, including a scaffold match with the Rock and Roll Express and various things like that, and Magnum TA in wrestling too. Just so much stuff, and I got a kick out of going back and watching the stuff because I hadn't even seen it in a while.
Well, the stuff that we've seen just really phenomenal, and the quality of it is just superb as well. Usually when you get tapes through the mail from tape traders, sometimes it's like 7th, 8th generation. You can hardly see it, but we're very, very impressed with the work that you put into putting these tapes together.
Well, I appreciate it. Most of this stuff was first generation or second generation, either stuff that I had taped or somebody else taped and gave to me. There's with the age of some of the things, there's a few glitchy parts, but I tried to make it as sharp as I could, because I know that's another thing that I'm always complaining about is when somebody sends me a tape and it's jumping all around the screen, you can't even watch it. Well, in this case, I think everything is about as good quality as you could expect, and some of this stuff, I guess I'm the only person in the world that has it.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to bringing you up here, Jim, and if you can hang out with us for a few more minutes.
Sure.
You want to take some calls?
All righty.
Okay, we'll get on the phones now. Let's go to Jerry from Manhattan, who's been holding for a while. Jerry, you're on the phone with Jim Cornette.
All right. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
All right. I just want to say I think you're one of the greatest, and I've missed seeing you in the Midnight Express in WCW.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, we've gone over this so many times on the show and on others. It's one of those things that couldn't be helped. I miss, you know, that's one thing that I do miss is getting out in a lot of the different arenas and seeing a lot of the people that appreciated what we did. But maybe one of these days we'll come back around again.
All right, and John, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You say in the newsletter that WCW might be giving the WWF some competition, but I'm saying I wonder how, because as far as I'm concerned, WWF has all the big names, and I don't know what...
Not necessarily so. They got some great names, but WCW has also been doing their part as far as adding a lot of new stars, bringing back Ricky Steamboat, bringing in Rick Rude. There's been some hot wrestling. All they got to do is learn to publicize their product a little bit better, and maybe things will fall into place for them. I really feel that this year, if they, with the new leadership of Kip Fry, hopefully it'll work out. Maybe they will give WWF a run for their money this year.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for your call. Scott from Wisconsin, New York, I believe it is?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
How you doing, Jim?
Hey, all right, Scott, how about yourself?
Okay, what do you think of Bobby Eaton and Paulie Dangerous ranting him?
I tell you, I've been asked this question, obviously. Bobby Eaton is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, tag team, single, whatever, and he saw a chance to team up with Arn Anderson, who I think is also probably one of the top five wrestlers in the business today, and go and get the world tag team title, which is what they did. Now, to take the good, you got to take the bad, and that's Paulie. And I think Bobby has enough... Bobby and Paulie have enough understanding of each other that Paulie is going to leave Bobby Eaton and Arn Anderson to do the wrestling. And Bobby doesn't care about talking, so he'll let Paulie do that. And as long as Paulie doesn't overstep his boundaries, I think they'll be fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if Paulie does not stay within his boundaries, because he's never been known to do that before. And one of these days, I think Bobby's liable to sock him.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go to our next caller. You and Paulie don't see eye to eye on too many things, do you, Jim?
Well, I've said before I couldn't warm up to Paulie if we were cremated together. And we just never have gotten along. Maybe it's just a case of, it's mind over matter. I don't mind and he don't matter.
Okay, great. Let's go to Mike from the Bronx. Mike, you're next.
Yeah, John, what's up?
How are you doing?
All right. I got a question about the Ultimate Warrior. What's the latest on him?
The last that we heard was...
I think I heard 2 days ago he exploded.
That answer is better than anyone I could give you, that's for sure.
You haven't heard nothing on him?
No, we have not.
All right, what's up, Bob?
Bob who? Wrong show.
I guess he just wanted to say hello to Bob out there.
I guess. Mike from Long Island, you're next.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I got a quick question. Other than donning the tights, which you've done in the last 6 months or so, what are your plans for Stan Lane and basically Jimmy Cornette? Do you have somebody up your sleeve that you're going to team up with him?
Well, you know, I've got some big baggy sleeves here right now, and I can't reveal anything or elsewise it wouldn't be a secret now, would it? But we have been having some fun, you know, wrestling on some of the cards around the Carolinas, Virginia, Georgia, et cetera, and we've been doing that part-time. But I have a few things up my sleeve, which, like I say, once that they're ready to be revealed, I think everybody will be pleased about.
Well, it's definitely a pleasure to talk to you. John, can I have a quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Whatever happened with Buddy Rogers? How come he didn't wrestle Buddy Landell?
Well, unfortunately, Tri-State Wrestling Alliance, headed by Joel Goodhart, declared bankruptcy a week before the show was scheduled to take place, and that match was canceled.
Okay, thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks for your call. Let's go to our third mic in a row. Mike from Wantagh.
How you doing, John?
How you doing?
I'd just like to tell you I heard about you from Mark and Alan Conlandy.
Yeah.
And I just got a quick question for you.
Okay.
You said that the Road Warriors, they lost the title.
Legion of Doom lost title last 2 nights ago.
Oh, did they really?
Yes.
That's a new one on me.
IRS and Ted DiBiase.
I know they got a Coliseum event coming, and the Road Warriors are scheduled there.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep this quiet, or are they going
to... Well, the WWF's policy has always been... nothing has happened until it appears on TV, so don't be surprised if you see them coming up with the tag team belts at the Coliseum Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call.
So the Road Warriors no longer the champions. See, that's why you got to come to John Arezzi. You got to listen to John Arezzi on the radio to find
that's
out
right.
all the scoops. Here I am, a big deal in professional wrestling. I did not know about this title change.
That was kind of a surprise, especially, I understand through, the grapevine, there's always speculation and rumors on the grapevine that LOD were pretty upset that there were TV cameras present for this one.
I bet there was a lot of people surprised.
Sure. A lot of surprises. That took place in Denver, Colorado. We'll take another couple of calls for Jim Cornette. We got Dave Meltzer scheduled to come on for the last 15 minutes of the program. You see, Jim, we got just an hour here at this news station, reaching seven states and all that, but... you know, maybe if we sell enough videos, we can go to 2 hours.
There you go. Well, hey, less time, more coverage. It all works out.
There you go. Let's go to Russ from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Russ, you're next.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for you.
Go ahead.
When Dynamite Kid came back to WWF, whatever happened to Kid Dynamite? Dynamite Kid, I meant.
He went over to Japan.
He went to Japan?
Yeah, and he just finished up. He just retired about a month ago.
Oh, and you said, like, Undertaker's turning good. Like, is he going to still, like, dress the same and act the same?
Oh, I'm sure he will. Paul Bearer will not be with him any longer. Paul is going to be managing Papa Shanga.
All right.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Who do the voodoo?
Who do the voodoo? Have you seen Papa Shanga yet?
I just had the privilege of seeing that today, and, wow.
Pretty intense.
Well, yeah.
That got pretty big.
I tell you, you know, that I see some of this stuff going on, and I'm not going to editorialize, but, geez, whatever happened to people with names that wrestled and wore trunks and stuff?
I know.
Just wondering.
It's very, very sad just to see the way the business has changed, and hopefully someday it'll get back to the way it used to be.
But... Well, you know, I could see Bill Apter's magazines in the year 2000. The greatest wrestlers of the 20th century, Lou Thesz, Ray Stevens, Ric Flair, Papa Shango, and Johnny B. Bass. It doesn't quite fit. I don't know.
No, it don't. Well, listen, Jim, we appreciate you coming on with us here today, and I'm sorry we had that mix-up, because we would have loved to spend some more time with you here.
Well, that's okay. It'll just force you to have me back on quicker again.
That's right, but in two weeks we'll be broadcasting live from the press box.
We'll see everybody the 23rd. I'll make sure to eat my dinner before the broadcast, so I'm not chewing in people's ears, and hopefully everybody will like these tapes. And we should also mention I'm doing a biography and a kind of a history of all the members of the Midnight Express to go along with the tapes, and that will be personally prepared by me, so it will obviously be favorable to us.
And it'll be personally autographed by you as well.
There you go.
Okay, Jim, listen, we'll talk to you, and I'll talk to you this week, but we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, John.
Take care now. Okay, we're going to be joined by Dave Meltzer in just a minute here, but we want to tell you about a couple things. One of our sponsors, L&S Comics, the very first sponsor of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. And LNS wanted us to remind you once again that this week, again, this videotape is available, the WWF SWS show of 1991 from Japan, featuring Hulk Hogan and Tenryu against the Road Warriors, Randy Savage against George Takano, the Rockers against the Hart Foundation, plus much, much more. LNS Comics will ship this tape to you anywhere in the U.S. $20 includes shipping and handling, and you'll also get a copy of the sold-out WWF Battlemania number one. Battlemania number one will be sent with this order. Call LNS Comics at 516-489-9636. 516-489-9636. And that's LNS Comics. Also in this week, they have the WCW World Championship Wrestling Comics from Marvel. We're holding one right in front of us with Lex Luger on the cover. Marvel Comics. Issue number one of World Championship Wrestling, available at LNS. 1379 Jerusalem Avenue in North Merrick. Take the Southern State Parkway to exit 24 North and make your first left to LNS Comics. Also available, the first five issues of the Battlemania from the WWF. Now out of publication, from what we understand. LNS Comics, give them a call at 516-489-X-MEN today. Okay, back with Pro Wrestling Spotlight, and Dave Meltzer is not there. Is his machine on? Yeah, we were supposed to call Dave, and I didn't give you a number. Is that what the problem was here? Okay, let me take care of that right now. Just bear with me for a second, and there we go. We're a little wacky here tonight. I think it's all the cough medicine I've been drinking for the last couple hours before the show. We also want to tell you briefly before we get Dave on the phone. I hope I gave you the right number there for Dave also. It would be nice. We want to just invite you formally to join us as we broadcast live on Sunday evening, February 23rd at the Press Box Cafe in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, the site for a special Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club video party with our special live guest. As you heard earlier, Jim Cornette will be premiering the new Jim Cornette Early Days video from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. And from 10 to 11, we will broadcast the radio show live from the Press Box. If you're a Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club member, you'll get an absolutely free, and that includes an autographed photo of Jim. If you're not a Booster Club member, the cost is just $5 a person. Just $5 a person. And we'll also have Polaroid photos available, autographed copies of the Jim Cornette, the video, volumes 1, 2, and 3 will be on sale. Press Box is located at 9022 4th Avenue. Take the Belt Parkway if you're driving to exit 2, the exit under the Verrazano Bridge. If you're coming by public transportation, you can take the R train. I know lots of things happen in the wrestling world. We informed our listeners about the tag team title switch, Legion of Doom losing the titles to IRS and Ted DiBiase. Kind of a surprise, I would feel. I thought it was eventually going to happen, but it happened a little earlier than everyone anticipated.
Yeah, I think that a couple of us have sort of been talking that we knew it was going to happen before WrestleMania, but it happened on the Legion of Doom's first match back together as a team because Hawk had been out of action for a couple of weeks. It happened sooner than expected, I guess.
And television cameras, as we understand, were present for this. So,
There were two. It wasn't like a whole production, like at a TV taping or anything, but there were. It was being videotaped. Yeah.
Okay. They kind of did maybe like a WCW deal when there were title switches at the Meadowlands. Maybe a couple handheld cameras. But we're anxiously waiting to see that, and that was a big shocker for us when we got the news a couple of days ago. Also, last night, WWF's Saturday Night Main Event returned. This time on Fox Network. And no surprises there. Sid Justice walking away and leaving Hulk Hogan's side. Brutus Beefcake coming into the ring as well. And just gearing up for WrestleMania now.
Yeah, I think that they're really going to focus a lot on Brutus Beefcake gearing up to WrestleMania. Because it's just interesting that it's been about, a little over 18 months. About 20 months.
Yeah.
Since Beefcake's injury. And this was the first time, if I recall, that it's ever actually been acknowledged. What happened? I mean, like, I think they right when it happened, they did a real quick mention there was a boating accident, Bruce Beefcake, we wish him well, and never said anything about him for about a year. Then he came back and did the barbershop for a while, but None of this stuff has ever been acknowledged, so I figure if they're going to acknowledge it now, I mean, that means that they're using it for an angle.
Oh, sure. They're mentioning the fact that his face was busted up and broken into thousands of little pieces, and so they're really playing...
They actually made it maybe even worse than it was.
Yeah.
It was a really bad accident.
It was a bad accident, but now they're really playing it up, and Beefcake, of course, everyone predicts now will be at Hogan's side during WrestleMania, and...
Well, I expect him to be attacked between now and WrestleMania.
Beefcake, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, the old, if you remember the movie No Holds Barred, of all things to remember.
Yes.
I mean, they had Hogan's brother, you know, get attacked and, you know, by the big villain, and now they've got another big villain, and Beefcake's the closest thing to Hogan's brother in wrestling, so.
Yeah, that's quite true. They're really playing up the friendship, and also Savage and Randy Savage and Flair, I guess they'll now start get ready to push that main event for WrestleMania. Any idea how that's going to happen? There's been talk about there'll be some pictures that Flair will have of Elizabeth, and that'll get Savage jealous. Is that what you've heard about it?
Just like sketchy, yeah. Yeah, you know, along those lines, but just very sketchy. I really don't know exactly how they're going, but it was good to see because I thought Savage did pretty well last night.
Yes, that was the best match of the card, I felt.
I felt so, too. I felt that that was, and mainly because of Savage. I thought Savage worked really, really hard, which was good to see, because if Savage can work like that against Flair, which at WrestleMania there's no reason why he shouldn't, then they will have a classic match.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of worried, because what I had seen of Savage since he made his comeback, you know, wasn't really all that special.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also Undertaker now, his character getting ready to turn, and... He will be saving Elizabeth coming up. Just the way they ended that show last night, I think maybe they'll continue that on Superstars next week.
I expect so, yeah. I expect it'll be on Superstars next week, too.
Now, interesting enough, we're getting back to Justice briefly. They had their wrestling challenge show, and you had mentioned to me that they had a different program that aired in California rather than the rest of the country?
Well, no. Not necessarily California, but the program here, they had a different program here for Sunday. And I bet you they did it with Superstars also, as compared to the shows that aired on Saturday.
Yeah.
We have a chance to see some shows on Saturday and Sunday, and the shows were different both days, even though they're usually the exact same show, because they made special shows for the markets that get it on Sunday to talk about what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they were really on the ball when it comes to this. That's something that I don't think I've ever seen a wrestling promotion do, is be that meticulous with their TV, and that's... You know, we knocked them, and they deserve it. but, you know, you have to credit them for how meticulous they are in putting together their TV.
Well, WrestleMania coming up April 5th, and that'll take place at the Hoosier Dome. Any word yet as far as the advanced ticket sales for this?
I had been given a number of about 16,000 about a week ago. So, boy, that's a lot of seats to fill.
Yes.
And, they talk very confident about it going to be a sellout, and... I mean, you can always pad it, and people will come to WrestleMania for free, you know, obviously, so they can fill it, but they, you know, 72,000 seats in right now, that's going to be a tough sell to get 72,000, I think, in that building.
Man, I really feel this WrestleMania could be the best one in several years, and I'm looking forward to this particular card. Dave, I wish we had some more time. I tell you, we have about 5 minutes to go here. That's about it. And, we have plenty of calls coming in to talk to you. And, maybe what we could do in a couple of weeks to bring you back on for the full hour so we could take a lot of calls for you. We just got messed up tonight's show with Cornette coming on so late. If you can, your publication is like the New York Times of Pro Wrestling. If you can give everybody an address and where they can write to you and... let's take it from there.
Okay, yeah, it's a Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It's Post Office Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009, and it's $6 for 4 issues, comes out every week.
Okay, and Dave, continued success with The Observer. It's, as far as readership goes, the number one publication in the business, and continued success and continued hard work on all the stories that you've been following, the steroid issue in pro wrestling, and hopefully we get you back on in a few weeks, and we could really get in depth and talk to you in detail about a lot of stuff that's breaking in the business.
Okay, great, John.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, bye.
Okay, and we really want to apologize. It's like I wish we could stay for another hour. I wish we could stay for another hour tonight. And we got lots of things to talk to you about. Just a few weeks, the live broadcast from the press box. And we're going to give you some information now as far as the videotape as far as if you'd like to get an advanced copy of this thing, bring it along with you to the press box. We will have copies there. But if you'd like to order it right now, you can do so. It's $24.99 for each volume. There are three volumes, $74.99 for all three. $24.99 a piece or $74.99 for all three plus $5 shipping and handling. Send to Pro Wrestling Spotlight Enterprises, 99 Middle Country Road, Coram, C-O-R-A-M, New York. And the zip code is 11727. And once again, the newsletter is issue 7 is just about done. We're sending that to the printers this week. And we hope that you continue to help support the Pro Wrestling Spotlight and keep us here by either joining the Booster Club, subscribing to the newsletter, or both. And we just want to be able to broadcast every week here at this station. And we really have lots to say. I'm just a little tongue-tied here right now. But what we're going to do right now, we have how many minutes? Three minutes ago?
About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes ago. Why don't you take some more calls then while we're here. And hello, you're next.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing, John?
Who is this?
Adam.
Adam, how are you?
I'm doing fine. John, I'd just like to tell all the wrestling fans out there about Stan Hansen. He'll be on 88.5 at 4 p.m. tomorrow. So I'd just like them all to listen in. And, John, continued success.
Well, thanks, and that's another $125 for the plug. So Adam from Say Acid now owes us $250. Let's go to our next call, Bobby from the Bronx.
Hey, John.
Hey,
I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan.
All right.
John, I don't like a few months ago the articles where these ex-wrestlers came out and said that he was the main supplier of steroids.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's yet to be proved, you know. Hogan, as we mentioned here, should have come out on Arsenio when it was found out, or not actually found out. He should have come clean when he had the chance. But as far as him distributing, that's just one person's opinion. That hasn't been proved yet.
And I think he will be Ric Flair in WrestleMania 8.
Well, he won't be wrestling Ric Flair at WrestleMania 8.
I thought they said he was in the press conference.
I don't watch everything you see on TV. That was a bogus press conference. That was just for TV listeners. Hogan's fighting Sid Justice at WrestleMania. Randy Savage will be taking on Ric Flair. Paul from Queens, you're next.
Yes, how are you?
Okay, Paul.
I just want to know two fast questions. Number one, from the ICW, did you ever hear of wrestling Curly Moe?
Yes.
And number two, what is going on with Andre the Giant? Because I'm a big fan of him. I love that guy, and I used to watch him all the time. And I want to know what is he doing?
Andre's really not wrestling. He was over in Japan doing some couple of shows for one of the groups over there in a tag team tournament. And I don't think you'll be seeing him too much in the ring anymore. He may have one retirement match. I don't think he'll be doing anything.
But
as far as Curly Moe goes, I think he is just a travesty to pro wrestling. John from Manhattan, you're next.
Hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, how are you? John, I love the show.
Thank you.
Just a question, an opinion.
Yes.
What do you think is going to win between Flair and Macho? What's the chances for Macho?
I think Flair's going to win.
Really?
I think Flair will hold on to the title to SummerSlam.
Oh, wow. Great.
That's just one man's opinion, you know, but that's just the way I feel.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Ever since I've seen Flair get the short end of the stick with WCW, I've really been a big fan of his.
Well, I really feel that if they showcase him the way they should, he's certainly one of the best in the business.
John, one other thing.
Yes, quickly.
What do you think about his speech after he won?
I thought it was heartfelt. I thought it was every word that he said, he actually felt from the heart.
I felt the same way. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Okay, Tony from Glen Cove, you're next.
Hey, good evening, John. Quick question.
Yes.
Pay-per-view is having Super Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes, it's scheduled to be February 23rd, but speaking to Mr. Cornette tonight, that's still is up in the air whether that show is actually going to take place.
Okay, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Greg from Rego Park, you're next.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to tell you, did you see how bogus it was yesterday on the main event, the way they had Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon dubbing over how Sid Justice was going to, like, fight Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty bogus.
Yeah, and one more thing. Is Crush coming back to WWF?
Yes, he appeared at their last TV taping, and he will be back, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your call. That's really good. About to wrap it up. I just want to remind everybody that we're going to be here after the show today, not for wrestling questions, okay? If you haven't received a copy of Pro Wrestling Spotlight Weekly and you'd like a sample issue, we'll be here at 212-477-5610, 212-477-5610, at least a half hour after the show. So if it's busy, keep trying to get through to us. We're sorry we were rushed today, but, you know, hopefully we'll be on for 2 hours, and you might hold the key And if you want to just join that booster club, I hate to just sound like a reverend again, but that's the way to do it. And if you're interested in advertising with Pro Wrestling Spotlight, give us a call at our offices tomorrow at 516-698-0109. Next week, we'll have more special guests and lots more wrestling talk. Until then, this is John Arezzi for Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
This winter, you can shut windows, close doors, avoid crowds, keep washing your hands, do everything right, and still catch the flu. And when you do catch the flu, take new Dristan Cold and Flu. It has four powerful flu fighters that are released to make a hot, soothing drink. It relieves your cough, fever, sore throat, congestion, and headache. New Dristan Cold and Flu. The face of relief today. Use as directed.
You, Ernie Keebler, the elf?
Yes, sir.
This your hollow tree?
Yes, sir.
Fred Flatman, Bureau of Potato Chip Standards. I'm here to straighten out this Ripplin's matter.